12 miners died last week at the Sago mine after an explosion trapped them underground. There had been 200 safety violations at the mine in the year leading up to the disaster. Senator Hansen says the state should send a financial message to the International Coal Group that owns the mine by pulling out the $3.6 million it now has invested in it.
I think when we are investing in a business that disregards people in a willful way and risk workers and routinely puts their lives in danger, it's a business that we as a state should not be involved in. In a small way, we're saying, hey, if you're not going to clean up your act, we're not going to invest in your company.
Hansen's proposal gets a strong endorsement from the Wisconsin's AFL-CIO director, David Newby. He says while the state has to make financially sound investments to keep its retirement fund healthy, it should also consider the safety record of companies it invests in.
We want to make sure that that public money is invested as wisely as possible in terms of promoting socially responsible corporations and not rewarding those that are willfully violating national law or state law.
But a spokesperson for the State Investment Board says the coal company shares the state owns are part of a larger fund that the state has made a long-term commitment to. Vicki Herring says divestment is not an option. But she says the board will be communicating with the company about the recent disaster.
There's a lot of things that we would go to the company and say, what are you doing to make sure this kind of tragedy does not happen again, and satisfy us as an investor that you are operating this company in a good way.
Herring notes that the International Coal Group has only owned the Sago mine for a year. She says owning stock in the company gives the state some leverage in influencing its behavior as an employer. She says the board has also had recent requests to divest funds from companies doing business in the Sudan, where a brutal civil war has prompted accusations of genocide against the government. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.